Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have a wonderful Saturday night program. And on Saturdays, it is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, which means we'll be going there in a few minutes here. So let's do the mind-to-heart drop for everybody. So this you can do yourself, but we do it on almost all the shows here. And all you do is command your spirit. Remember, you have to do a command to your spirit that resides in your heart center to take your thoughts inside of your head and drop them down into your heart center. That way, you're at peace. And when you're in peace, there's no judgment. There's no negative thoughts, positive thoughts. They don't exist there. So here we go, everybody, dropping down. So just think of like an elevator moving. Put your thoughts in it. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So it should feel heart-centered now, and get a thought. The thought will not be inside of your head, it'll be in your heart center. And the thoughts will be in non-judgment, which is peace. So, we'll bring in some peace energy. So if you'd like to go to the Creation Lightship Healing location on the BBS radio program here, just click on it and scroll down. You're going to see a light beam appear that'll always down on your scroll bar. You're going to energize that with peace energy right now, and you can watch the actual picture physically change. It'll have different colors a lot of times, become more three-dimensional, and look like it's living, because it will be a living entity, a spirit, a light beam coming through that right now. So here we go. We'll energize that, and I'll do that by using the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, you should feel pretty good now. So again, what you want to do is just be peaceful, be relaxed, and we're going to go to the Lightship in a minute here. So this portion of the program will only work live for the people listening. And when you're on the Lightship, this is what Jesus used for his healings 2,000 years ago. Same location, we'll say, same place. Except now we just call it different. Before he called it Father, now it's called the Creation Lightship. And this is where everything created from the light is created from. And they have your spiritual blueprint of your body and your spirit. So this is why they can do healings there. You'd be taken up completely out of time. Right now you're stopped in time on the alien timeline. So you're out of time in the now on the alien timeline. It's still working around you. But source energy does not work with time whatsoever. That's why there's no predictions and no prophecies in the light. So here we go. We're going to take everybody up. And if you're listening to an archive, just stay tuned. You're going to feel the wonderful peace energy. So here we go. On the count of five, we go there. You're going to feel the energy in the room change all around you. And you can notice that you're disattached to everything in your room, people, animals, could be a desk, your computer, anything in your room you're going to be disattached from, because nothing is connected to each other in the light. Here we go, going up. There's no motions in the light. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you should be able to sense that wonderful peace energy. We're going to go into the first room in the Lightship, and all the healings are between you and the light beam doctors, so you want to request one healing. We'll be there for probably about 10 minutes. And here we go. We're going into the first room, and this room is where they can help us release pain out of our body. So if you do have any type of pain that you're dealing with, or even a past pain that you don't have now, just request healing on that. Here we go. I'll count to five to command the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and you may start to feel the pain getting released out of your body. this room they're showing me is a room that they start working with maybe gum infections, your teeth, maybe cavities. Could be a tongue-related situation and also throat. So we're going to be working inside of our mouth now. And actually feel your saliva changing during this process. And I'll bring in the energy again. So I'll use the word stronger this time. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And just kind of take note how your mouth is feeling. And I'll give you about 15 seconds here in silence to experience this. Okay. And looks like we need some more energy there, so we're bringing some more for everybody. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do a healing here. Bring some energy into your spleen. And you might feel your body temperature changing a little bit during this process. Make it a little bit warmer. So here's some spleen energy coming your way. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into another room. Let's go into the room where they have the water light beams. And this time here, we're going to go into where the frogs are. Frogs are coming forward here. They're showing me them. So here we go. This is the frog energies. Stronger, stronger, stronger. And they're on lily pads. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, request one healing. I'll just sit with this energy for about another 15 seconds here. And on the light ship, you're taking up out of time. Since they don't create time, never have anything to do with darkness, which is a time energy, you're in pure light right now. And this is why you can be in many rooms at one time. And also, nothing for you to do down here, just request for healing. People think they can enhance the healing by doing some kind of earthly modality of healing practices or mantras or different things like that. It won't affect it at all. In fact, it could actually invalidate your healing because your DNA inside of your body might have a certain way to respond to something. So it would actually take the healing away from you if you start doing human-based earthly modalities during the light ship healing sessions. Let's go into another room. We'll go into a room where they have the centrifuge room. A lot of people like that. This is where they help to eliminate some of our addictive patterns that we may have, negative thinking, thoughts that are very strong. Here we go. So you're going to feel the lack energy coming. This is what they use, is an energy that will replicate lack, and it knows about what your concerns are. The room is all silver. It's spinning now, and you're in the center of it. And you may actually, if you're able to see energies leave you, it'll look like a cloud leaving your body, being attracted to the spinning walls of this particular healing chamber. So here we go. We're in there now, so I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we're going to another room, and this is where people who may like little puppies or little kitties, can have their choice here or go into both rooms. And you know, you might feel a little pause being put onto your body right now, and they're here to do some healing work on you. Remember, the light beings will take the physical form of a physical body blueprint that's associated with the earth here for these healing different sessions tonight. So here we go. Here comes the little puppy and little kitty energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have some requests off and on. People like to have the elephants come. So going to the elephant room. And here comes the elephants doing their healing. It's really low-frequency healing. You might actually feel these pulses going through your body right now. Remember, you're on the light ship physically, and you're also here. So a lot of times you can actually feel something that occurred, and then you actually feel it happening down here, too. So here we go. Here comes the elephants doing healing on us. Request your healing, because they cannot look for things unless you request. So one, because they're, everything that you're experiencing is perfect. The light does not judge anything. So you have to judge yourself to have a healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're bringing some more of this spleen energy for us here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go to the food court tonight. And this is for the people who were born in June. And we'll have this little celebration. And you're a choice to select what type of food you like to have. They have like cake there and cookies. They're all high-energy foods, though. And they're very, very, very small portions. So when you see something, if you're a seer and you see a piece of cake the size of a pencil eraser, you wonder, wow, do I really want to have something that small? Well, it's very nutritious. So you're a free choice to have whatever kind of cake you want. I normally like the German chocolate cake with some, drizzle on it of cocoa. So here we go. And even strawberries at times. So here comes this energy. It's going underneath our tongue right now because it's on your finger. And you're going to be enjoying this. You can ask for seconds and thirds if you like. So here comes this energy for you. Might check your saliva. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going into a room in case you happen to have a problem with a sprain. I'm picking up somebody out there who has a sprain, maybe ankle sprain. We'll see what happens here. If you've had a sprain ever in your life, the energy is still with you, so you want to have that release also. So if you feel perfectly fine, then just request healing for a past sprain. Here we go. Bringing the energy to you right now to do some healing work with you. 1, 2, 3, pretty heavy energy. 4, a lot of pain. 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, it's feeling better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're going to do something that we do once in a while. We're going to put some air cushions on the bottom of your feet. This is a lot of fun. So I want everybody to get up right now and just maybe walk, do maybe 10 steps. And just kind of notice how you're walking. And you're going into some special rooms now. This is where the light beams actually like takes some of the weight off of your body, and it'll feel like you're walking on a really plush carpet, or like you're like walking on balloons in a sense. And you're going to feel like the weight's been released from your feet and your legs. So here we go. This is the first part of the procedure. It'll probably take about 4 minutes, so just walk and kind of take note how it feels. So the first part here, so I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you can sit down if you like, or just keep walking and see how the different healing sessions here take place. There'll be 6 steps to this here. And here we go, number 6, or number 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And part 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And part 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And part 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the last part, number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, get up and walk if you're not already doing so. And you're going to notice that you might feel like your body lost about 50 pounds. And it should feel very comfortable now to walk. We're going to put some braces on you if you like. This is your choice again. We're going to put a brace between your tailbone down to the ground behind you, like you have 3 legs, so like a 3-legged stool. So here we go, bringing that down right now. So now it's connected. This will help people with lower back problems. We're also going to put some braces, if you wish, kind of attached to your shoulders going down to the ground. And we'll do 2 in the front, left side first here, and right side. They're kind of at an angle going down. And behind you, there we go, left side and right side. And we're going to put one on your neck here. We'll do 4, one on underneath your chin. That one's fine, on the left side. There we go. And back side of your skull and right side, there. So what this will do is probably allow you to have a little more movement, and you're going to feel much better with your body. This normally can last maybe for up to a week sometimes. It's hard to say all of a sudden the lightship just takes it away. But if you like it, you may want to keep requesting that do that. You may want to go on to one of the clearings on the website to help yourself out with this one here. But anyway, here we go. We're going to bring in some white light energy. And what I'll do is show you the difference between the white light that people use down here on an earth-based reality, which is the light of the darkness. So this would be the white light of the darkness. So I need all of you to think of that light, if you wish. If you're a newcomer, just think of what you've been taught in all the different books that you've read, been taught by other practitioners. And then I'll show you what true white light is. So I'll just count to 10 to bring it in. It's up to you to think about it yourself. If you've been on the calls before, you probably never want to do this. But if you're a newcomer and you want to really see the difference between the darkness and the light, you're going to be feeling the light of the darkness, which you're used to all the time anyway. So this is what the churches bring in. Here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that should be what you're used to. I'll bring it in stronger. This is up to you, though. You want it to be as strong as possible so you can feel the difference on the two. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this is the mind energy controlled by the aliens, the light of the darkness. Remember, they created false light. And now we're going to bring in the true white light from the light ship that created you and your spirit, your body, and everything in the universe of light. So here it comes. You can feel the difference right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So there we go, everybody. That's the difference between the cloned, the copied, replicated light versus true light. And we'll come back now from the light ship. So you're giving thanks now to all the different light beam doctors that worked with you. And the healing process is between you and the light beams. And we're going to be coming back now. So if you have any animals or pets with you, we're collecting them now. It's coming back to you. I'll count to five. You bring you back down here. You're going to feel the energetic link from source energy being disconnected from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, you're back here on planet Earth fully. And we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. So, Annika, are you out there?
I am, Ron, yes. And with me are many people on the fast chat that I can see. So thank you all for being with the Creation Lightship and Ron tonight on Saturday. And just wonderful to be able to come with you to the Lightship, Ron. And if you like this, I can also inform you that coming up is some incredible conference calls that comes up every month, actually. The Creation Lightship 4-hour healing session is next Saturday, starting June 11th. Following that is Sunday, June 12th, with the intensive, which is actually 8 hours long. That also comes Sunday, June 19th and June 26th. So that's coming up now in this month, starting next weekend. And the 4-hour call, Ron, that you do is something you've been doing for a very long time. So maybe you can tell a little bit about what you do then for those people that haven't been on them before.
Yeah, in the 4-hour call, we do a lot of energy work for ascension, bringing certain energies that are specific to that, along with other physical-type healings, plus you do a water charging activation. So you get 1 gallon of water, typically at least a half a gallon, and each one is designed for 7 days. So, and they work sequentially after each other, and that's what we do on that call. And then on the Sunday calls, we get rid of the alien parasitic life forms that inhabit your body. You can go to the website creationlightship.com, go to the very top. And we have two older BBS programs, probably 2.5, 3 years back, where I've released alien life forms out of people. And you get a clue that maybe the problem that you're dealing with is something caused by somebody out there or something out there. And when you get these things released, then you have more spirit energy with you, and you also feel better. And you feel yourself emptying out of these energies. So they're here. What you've seen on the different TV and movies dealing with aliens, all that is more than likely true. I could probably say, being very, very safe, probably 95% of it is real. And the Lightship is here to take it away, because the aliens should not be on this planet or hovering. And if you know anything about the cloud ships and our timeline crashing that we do, you can actually watch the skies physically change after you do a timeline crash. And a timeline crash is where the aliens abduct you daily. And if you're listening as a newcomer, you might say, well, I've never been on a UFO. I've never seen the silver walls or whatever it is up there. I would definitely know it if I was abducted. Well, to give you a quick clue, if you ever lost your keys, misplaced something, drove the wrong way on a road, found yourself all of a sudden jerking your car because you're going off the road, all of a sudden you've seen a car show up beside you that wasn't there previously, maybe you lost your wallet or purse, and all of a sudden you found it a week later on the kitchen table or someplace that you go by every day, that's because you were abducted. And that's the bottom line, because you left your particular item out there in the beyondo on some alien parallel lifetime. And these are all timelines that exist and coincide with the ones here. If you're out there having physical problems with your body and they're torturing you, which so many of these aliens do to get our emotions, and they live off your emotions, so the more physical pain they can cause you in a torture, the more they're getting life force energy from you. A lot of the rituals that are done here on this planet by humans, that's well known, okay, to scare somebody to death. And I won't get too far into that here. But basically, that's what they do. As above, so below. And realize that the aliens are also controlled by some other alien race above them. But the timelines are what you want to get off of. And if you had absolutely no emotions here, and you had no DNA in your body to bring forth the past thought forms of your ancestors, because you are living your life completely right now, all of your ancestors' thoughts and beliefs are with you. And if you're able to get rid of all of that, then you will not be abducted, because there's no way that the aliens would ever want you, because there's no way for them to get energy from you, unless they actually take you and abduct you over again and torture you some way. But I don't want to make this too negative, but the alien life form removal, getting stuff out of you, is very beneficial, and you will feel better. So check out the sample shows that we had. Go to the website, creationlightship.com. Go to the very top, scroll down, and you're going to see two programs there with aliens, and those are the two that we've dealt with, getting rid of these life forms on the BBS program. So I'll turn it back over to you, Annika.
Yeah, so if somebody also wants to do that clearing, you will see it under alien attack removals. It's also on the website, creationlightship.com. And when you scroll down on the left-hand side, you see alien attack removals. And in that clearing is so much alien abductions removal, alien mind control, parasitic life form, and that sort of thing. And I did see Truth here was asking about parasite clearing. And obviously you do that on the calls, and you can do that on the doing those clearings, so that specific clearing is so good for that sort of thing. But could we do a sample for Truth tonight?
Yeah, let's see. Let's work on, I don't know, we'll do the caterpillars that are attached to our joints. So here we go. And this is how they appear, like little caterpillars, and they come into maybe your ball and sockets, your knuckles, and their secretions there actually can cause you maybe arthritis. I can't swear to that. Says I'm not a scientist or that type of investigator, but energetically it's there. So here we go. We'll take away some of your problem that you might have. We'll get as many out as we can. In one simple clearing here. So I want you to focus on something. Maybe your back hurts. Maybe you do have swollen knuckles. Maybe you have carpal tunnel or something. And we'll take out this alien that's attached to you, which is probably, maybe hundreds, thousands, maybe millions of them. We'll get out what we can here. This is why we have the calls on Sundays, to do a lot of work with people. But here we go. We'll get out what we can in the next couple of minutes here. So I need you to kind of focus on a location in your body that you may have a problem, okay? And it needs to be joint-related. Here we go. So I'm going to take you up to the light ship right now. And this part will work on the archives. The other part going to the light ship will not, but this one will. So here we go. And it'll work a few times for you. So here we go. Get rid of these caterpillars. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So move around. to see if your pain has subsided somewhat, see if you have more mobility in that location. And that's, we'll get rid of next the poisons. That was the critters that are there. Now we'll get rid of the poisons. So stronger, 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 stronger. And sometimes people have a body reaction, so if you feel like actually throwing up, that's perfectly fine too. Stronger, that just happened. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next we're going to get rid of the waste products. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll get rid of the dead carcasses. Remember, once they die energetically, they're still with you. And a lot of the aliens don't like each other, so they have alien wars inside of your body. Here we go. So stronger, stronger, as they're getting released. Stronger, 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 stronger. More dead aliens are leaving. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And again, see how your body is doing. Like the old saying, the proof is in the pudding. How are you feeling? This is just strictly a very, very small sample. To get on these special calls where we have 28 hours of healing for the month, you're on the light ship continuously in quarantine, having these healings worked on, you know, 24/7 for you. And they get rid of the aliens. They go on and find the parts of you that have been stolen, abducted on different timelines. And they look for your spirit, which is also abducted and taken separately sometimes, and also look for your body. So you could be out in one alien timeline with your body and another alien timeline with your spirit. And then your spirit will be forced into a cloned body of you. Like, it's kind of complicated, but this is what the light ship does, is look for the parts of light that you are, and to get it back into wholeness, it has to find it, terminate the aliens, and then from there, get it returned back to you, whatever parts you're missing. So, back to you, Annika.
You know, I see a lot of comments here about the what we just did now on going to the light ship. Maybe I can go into that. But also, Will was saying, why did caterpillar clearing help my ears?
They could be in there, too. I don't know. Maybe they're having a different location. But normally, the general rule, the caterpillars are in joints. But, you know, they can also be a different species. And being a different species could be in your ears, too. So this kind of is what happens to the different clearings. Once, like, if I get rid of the octopus energies that are around your neck, you might actually feel it in your legs, too. So that's very common. So back to you, Annika.
Mm-hmm. And some people are actually experiencing smells and things like that. And so thank you all for writing a lot about what you were experiencing from going to the light ship. It's always very interesting to read. And I'll be on to what next is coming up here. People are also wondering a little bit about angels. And Peter was saying, are there in fact angels that are helpful to us?
Well, most of that, those energies are not from the light ship. It's kind of hard to talk about angels because angels are in many societies. Different religions believe kind of in angels as angelic beings. But let's remember that the light does not judge anything. So the only thing that you have with you is your own spirit. And all you need is one page in a book, you know, with a cover and a back cover, and the first page and the last page is Go Within. It's one piece of paper. So everything out there that is taught by New Age metaphysics, by passed down belief systems, is almost always the light of the darkness coming forth. And so people do bring in the angelic energies, but they're not from the light ship, because you cannot contact the light ship yourself to bring in these energies. Now, if you happen to go to your heart center and you command your spirit to be in your heart, then you could bring in some of the archangels that people talk about. But they're really not going to help you out that much as far as a healing, because they can't. You know, that's just the way it is. People who do spiritual readings, psychic readings, normally talk about having angels working with them. Well, that's the light of the darkness. And it could be an entity posing as an angel. Sometimes angels that people call upon, it's actually your own spirit talking to you, because you don't know enough to talk to your own spirit. And so your spirit may have to actually pose as an angel to you, because you respect an angel more than you do your own spirit that's with you. And there's no such thing as your higher self, or your lower self, or the medium self, or a higher self, any of that stuff that people talk about. It's only there to dilute you from being all you are. And you already have it with you, but they want you to go outside of yourself. So it's all disrespectful from the teachings of Jesus. Once you understand his teachings, it's very simple. Go within. And that's all that his main philosophy was. And don't connect to the aliens outside of yourself, because they killed him. He knows that. That's why he mentioned that, when he was dying, why did you forsake me? That's who he was talking to, our wonderful, I use the term Galactic Federation. I've noticed since I've been doing this on the shows, saying how bad they are, that people now have changed it over to the Galactic Federation of Light or Galactic Federation of something else. And they changed universe to multiverse and all this stuff. Well, it's all just the same old stuff, where they have to create a different name for it or a different way to connect to it. In fact, if you go on the website and you get into the alien attack page, it's $30 for the month. It's $10 for a week. So if you want to try something out, just do a week sample of it, but do it more than one time, naturally, and get into those pages. And you'd be surprised at what energies will be lifted from you if you type in the Great White Brotherhood and also the Ashtar Command energies. And there's many people channeling the Ashtar Command, whether it's the same or Lady Ashtar or whatever is out there. But most people that I have talked with who have went in there and put that in, remember, what it does is bring light to these beings, okay? And so you're actually helping them out. It's not that the light's going to hit them over the head with a 2x4. You know, they're going to bring them more light. Sometimes darkness cannot take light, so they're terminated. But what happens with you is that if these energies are sending darkness to you, then the darkness will be taken away from you. So most people who go in there and do this actually feel much, much, much better, because they know that these energies are off of them and they can feel the results. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and since you mentioned the alien attack page, which we mention pretty much all the time, it's such an important clearing to do all the time, over and over. So I also wanted to mention, since I saw here Corey was saying, please eliminate alien faces in the sky. Yes, that would be wonderful if we could do. So the satellite timeline crash and the gray skies timeline crash are online under free healing. And yes, please go and do those. And also, under the alien attack page, you can also do cloud ships. So that was a little comment about the alien attack removals that's online. And going on to the next here, it moved from me. Frank, maybe you can put your question again. I don't totally get what you're actually asking. It's I might just misunderstand that one. But
A good clearing we just put up is the gray sky clearing. It's a timeline clearing for gray skies. So that one's a free clearing for people. Go in there and do it as often as you like, and we'll see if we can get rid of the gray skies that the aliens are hiding behind. So if you remember, if you're older and you remember how the clouds used to look, nice puffy-looking clouds, all white, very beautiful. And in the last, probably since maybe the middle 60s, 70s on, you know, more, and even more recently in the last maybe 20 years, you're going to be noticing that the clouds become flat-bottomed. And the flat-bottomed clouds are alien ships, spaceships, and these are the energies that are cloaked in the clouds, and the clouds form around these ships. And now what they're doing is they're bringing in weird weather patterns, and now you have gray skies. So you can't see the alien ships in the gray skies anymore, I mean in the skies, because they're all gray. So they're trying to get even more camouflage here. Remember, they're just up there giving you mind control patterns. So do some timeline crashing and notice what the sky does afterwards. If you start seeing some ice cube-looking clouds where they're all fragmented out, that's because that timeline that these aliens live on and that they also abduct you onto, these timelines are falling apart. It's kind of like looking at a billboard and it gets fractured. Or much like taking, you know, a piece of glass and hitting it, you know, tempered glass, and it forms in all different little pieces. This is what's happening when you do a timeline crash. And this is great, you know, on the gray skies because you're able to improve the way it is around you physically where you're living and getting you into the aliens. The other clearing, maybe you could talk about that one, Annika.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
It's the other free clearing we put up.
The gray skies and the satellite?
Yeah, the satellite one, yeah. Have you done that one yourself yet?
Yes, I've been doing that, and yeah, it was very strong to begin with. It's gotten a little less, but so obviously the satellites can connect to us, and I actually saw Truth was asking, can you explain satellite? And I guess just what the clearing is, Ron, like removing the connection from us that they have.
Yeah, if you want to look at a satellite, or you could even call it a spaceship or something, a UFO, remember, there's a way that they use energy out there, and they beam down to you, just like a satellite would, to your particular resonance of your body and resonance of your spirit. They can beam down to you destructive patterns that can make you feel strange someday, or lose track of yourself or different things. So it's the way that they physically attack you from these satellites energetically. So it's very simple. You just want to get rid of them. So that's a free clearing, too, to get rid of the satellites out there that are affecting you. And I do like donations if you can do so that would be wonderful. But, you know, it's a way that you can become a little more self-empowered. And remember, you want to do your whole lifetime emotional clearing because that's why they're abducting you, because you have emotions. And whatever's come up in this lifetime is what they're finding and zooming in on you with, because you want to get rid of those emotional patterns, and it will help you out immensely. But that alien attack page is very nice. It can help a lot of people, and it has helped a lot of people. So get onto that page and have fun with it. Look at it as homework every night. You can leave it up for 8 hours when you're sleeping. And you might say, gee, am I really under alien attack? Well, does your body jerk at night? Do you have dreams? Do you feel pins like being poked in the bottom of your feet or somewhere else in your body? That's the aliens attacking you. So you have a way now to help counteract some of that by going on to this page. So it's very good. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so I saw Candy was asking about allergies, and a lot of, maybe there were some other people before that asked about clearings for allergies and timeline crashes for allergies, and I wanted to also, before I hand it over to you, Ron, say that If you are having an issue that you do find is difficult to clear, go to the website and also listen to why physical healing is complicated. It's an audio sample with sample healings on there. So there, with that one, you can kind of see sometimes it's it seems like a small problem, and then you might find it can require more than one clearing and that sort of thing. But we were asking about, is there any way, I know timeline crashes is really for emotional issues that we carry, Ron, but is there any way we can have a timeline crash for allergies, or is that just too difficult and not even worth trying?
Yeah, it's too difficult right now. So if you know what's causing your allergies emotionally, think of that right now. So what I'll do is do a timeline crash for your particular emotion that's bothering you. That's, you know, you deal with all the time. It could be anxiety. It could be feeling unwanted. It could be stress. You might feel that you have a lot of fear, maybe anger. So all these are emotions. There's a lot of different emotions that people have. So just kind of pick an emotion, because that's how you're being abducted. And that emotion then will eventually kill you if you don't get the right one released, or all of them released, because at some point, the one that's the most harmful, that the aliens want the most, they'll start taking away your life force energy from that emotion. And you've all seen older people that kind of look shriveled up, and that's probably the reason, because they're taking away their spirit and physical body's life force energy from an emotion that they had throughout their life that they never got rid of. So that's the dying process here. And also, if you're older listening to the program, over 30 anyway, and older, you may want to do the alien death barcode. And that's very beneficial to give you back some of your energy that they have stolen from you. And here we go. Let's do, and on that alien death barcode, you get two clearings. It's $150 total for two particular barcode clearings. One's for stress and one's for your dying process. So here we go. Let's think of an emotion that you're dealing with, or do a timeline crash on it. And watch the clouds tomorrow to see what happens. These timeline crashes can take as little as 5 minutes to do to maybe as long as 2 hours. So you're going to be able to sense and maybe feel something. If you stay up, you're going to feel some relief at some point. So here we go. It's up to you to think of an emotional issue. And I'll count to 10 to crash one timeline. If you have a problem with the timeline, you want to do at least 10 minimum to maybe 50 to 100. Some people have started off, like I recommended, doing maybe 30. And I have some people who've done 50, and a few people have done 100 of them, and they feel wonderful because they got rid of that energy. But you still have to do your emotional whole lifetime clearing and stay current with that so they don't come back and get you. Here we go. Remember, they're reading your DNA and what you're activating. So the issue that you thought of, we're going to clear now on a timeline, and you're probably saving maybe millions of people being bounced off that timeline, too, of alien abduction. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's two timelines, three timelines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you're sensing, you're going to feel your body going through changes right now as you're being brought back from a parallel lifetime to here. And this is why you have deja vu and also strange dreams. Back to you, Monica.
Okay, so a lot of people are commenting here on the satellite timeline crash, which is online for free, and also please go on there to do the Project Gray Skies. Gene is commenting there, very important for everyone. Yes, you just put your own name in there. You don't need to put a city or anything, just put your own name, and it will remove what's going on for you. And it might help others that are on there, too. So, yeah, now I'm kind of lost again in these. The braces, oh, Truth was asking, the braces clearing, and I think Truth means the braces that we get put on sometimes on the light ship. Can you explain what you're doing there with the legs?
Yeah, they're energetic braces that the light ship has put on people so that they'll probably have the feeling of less weight in their body. So you might see some comments on the fast chat as people walk around. You probably notice that you feel like you lost some weight. Maybe you're standing more erect now. Maybe you had a backache where your spine was a little bit crooked and that pressure got relieved from it. Many things can happen. And also the air cushions on the bottom of your feet, those are just wonderful. So has anybody commented on those? We probably have maybe 5 more minutes of the show left here, I think. So
you know, I lost some of the archive from the, but I saw a lot of, they kind of moved off now here, but I did see a lot of comments of people feeling good, and I walked around myself here and always liked that feeling. So, yeah, I'm sure. But maybe if anyone wants to comment, we have a couple of more minutes because we started late. So if there's any more comments of what you actually felt, it's always interesting. Kathy is saying, alien must dislike the satellite timeline crash, so I keep doing more. Thank you. And Eric says, thank you for adding stretch to timelines. Freedom is coming faster on timeline crashing, and it is really amazing. So much going on, so much being removed, and thank you all for being involved and helping what we are here to do. So, yeah, that's... Mila was saying not all gray skies are bad, are they? We do need some rain, right, Ron? But only when we really need the water, and obviously there's great clouds out there, too, that can look very nice.
Yeah, normally if you're going to have a true rain in a planet of light, it's not going to be gray skies. It will be a white cloud pouring down rain or letting rain fall. Remember, the darkness is giving us everything that happens here to the planet. This is your forest fires, unless it's designed by a human. But also, they could have come into the body with a shapeshifter to cause a fire, okay? But everything that's a natural disaster here, which they claim is caused by the elements, Mother Nature, etc., that's all under the auspice of aliens, okay? I'm sure there's other things that have been done here with people who live here causing weather changes, but I would say 90% of it is from beyond. And then the beyond also taught the people here on this planet the other technologies to do that. Remember, the aliens gave us the fossil fuel car, nice invention from collective consciousness, a good invention for maybe the people way back when, but that gives pollution. And then they also taught us how to, make an atomic bomb, split the atom. And we also have the nuclear reactors, and we know what's happened more recently, the last couple months, in Japan. And so that's all alien inventions. And if the aliens were so good, why didn't they give us something much better than this here? So they're just here to cause us devastation, because they have technology themselves that are much better than what we have here. And since they're giving us these inventions, why are they so poor? And why do they harm people? And why do they harm the Earth spirit? So, food for thought, everybody. So let's end the program here. and we'll bring in some peace energy. And I'll count to 10 to bring it in. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and the light beam will change. And this will be for a peaceful sleep for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Annika, so blessings to you. Thank you for coming on. Everybody else tonight, hope you had a wonderful healing. And do go on the website and get some clearings done. It's beneficial for you to have a better life.
Bye.